Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The latest on Jaden Daniels, he did not practice today. They're going to see what he can do tomorrow before they update his status. Are you with me? And he ends up being limited and they list him as questionable and keep the charade. I shouldn't even call it that, but the guessing game going?
Yeah, I mean, we did the charade once already with Terry McLaurin's ankle. The mythical injury, and the Candy, it's a great question. We're in return to play, said Dan Quinn 77,000 times. So, yeah, I think they'll do a charade. They love it. And it sounds like I'm being critical. I'm not. We're all learning with this regime in real time about how they handle things. Every new instance, the McLaurin deal was the first time they negotiated a big contract with one of their own players. How they've handled Jaden Daniels' injuries in the past. We got data last year where they would never once admit that anything was amiss despite clear and obvious evidence to the contrary. He's going to the sideline to get wrapped up between possessions, not because everything's hunky-dory, but because there was something amiss. They're going to continue down this road and sort of do this song and dance because they see value in it. God bless him.
I just feel like he practiced so little, if at all, last year with the broken rib. And that was not a factor in their decision to play him. And yet Dan Quinn said he needs to practice this time around if he's going to play. So I want someone to ask, and maybe it's we got to get out there at some point, but I'd be curious to know, is that a philosophical thing or is that because it's a knee? Like, do you need to see him practice to play because it's week 3 and they haven't been on the same page yet and because you missed so much practice time in the summer and because you're still trying to get everyone up to speed? Is it because it's just important to practice as a quarterback before you play to have the timing down? Or is it because you need to, Jay Gruden commentary here, you need to see him sprint and cut and jump and run because the knee is different than the rib?
Yeah, I think it's the knee.
I just keep coming back to the fact he said this week he's got to practice, but a year ago that was not the case at all with a broken rib. And you would think, while being compromised, there were still things that you wouldn't have known. How's he going to hold up? Like, if he can't let it rip, you know, he had to throw a Hail Mary at the end of that game. What if he couldn't get the ball there?
Because,
you know, he tries to throw that deep shot 60 yards downfield, but the rib doesn't allow it.
It doesn't have the torque that's needed. Yeah, I mean, to me, this is a knee thing. And I love that there's a distinguishing thing there. We talked about this a bit yesterday. I don't have a better way to describe it other than this. One, and lots of injuries, are pain tolerance questions. So you're not going to make a guy go through a bunch of pain in the regular season during a practice week just to, you know, satisfy some timing when he's been doing this for 6-7 months and has worked with all the receivers and the like. You go, what's best to work him up to get ready for the weekend's game? This is a Are you physically capable of it? And that, to me, is the, where the proof is in the pudding in terms of a physical test of some kind. I need to see him do it before I'm going, yep, I trust you, buddy. Go on out there. Because, again, it's not a toughness question. We answered those and then some last year. Doing anything with a broken rib, eating a bowl of cereal with a broken rib is miserable. And he played football with it, having TJ Watt crack him from the backside.
You ever try to breathe with a broken rib?
Yeah. In fact, yes, by the way. And it was hard. I had to go to the hospital because of it. So, yeah, I understand. It sucks. So the point of the dude's story is, I think there's an acknowledgement that this is different than a pain threshold thing, right? This is are you physically capable of it more so than can you deal with it so we can pop a couple Advil?
So this was Quinn yesterday when saying, and I was surprised by this answer based on last year, that he will have to practice to play.
Do you need to see him back on the field with the rest of the team?
Yes.
Before you feel okay?
Yeah, I would. It's important. Timing, reps, the movements, but it was a good first step to it, Nikki. But yeah, we'd have to get some reps for sure.
Some reps. So I guess he didn't say he's going to have to practice in full. He didn't say he's going to have to go through 11-on-11 work. Not that you're getting a ton of that. That matters a whole lot in the middle of the week in the regular season. It's not training camp. But he's got to practice. Now, this was Jay Gruden on what he would have to see to play Jaden Daniels if he was the head coach of the team.
I guess you got to see him run. You know what I mean? You got to see him burst off that leg, and I got to make sure that's 100%. I don't want to risk further damage. If the trainer says he can go and there's no risk of further damage, obviously there's always a risk, but you know what I'm saying? If he tackled, and then I'd let him play, but I'm not letting him play until he's back to 100%. I can see him running that 4.3 40 that he can run.
There's a chance he goes. They're certainly leaving open the possibility. I do think if he gets a say, the chance of him playing goes up. But the way I understand it, and this is kind of like I would call it speculation, but informed speculation.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a meeting of some type with him weekend into early week where they basically got on the same page with him over the weekend and kind of laid out a plan. Now, I don't know what the details of that plan were. My assessment, my guess is that it was unlikely that he would play on Sunday, that he would miss this game, barring something unforeseen in terms of a really, really quick recovery where he just woke up and felt a lot better or whatever. And here's how we're going to get you back ASAP. We're going to help you do what you want to do, which is play as soon as possible, but play ball with us here a little bit. And I think for the most part, he signs off on that plan. That's kind of what I'm gathering, but if he keeps advancing and hitting all his markers, as Dan Quinn likes to say, and at every step of the way, he's chomping at the bit and, you know, Adam Banks style, he walks into Gordon Bombay, I'm going to lose you for a second, and he holds the stick out with his wrist and starts twisting it all around and says, I want to play hockey. Does Dan Quinn say, knowing he gives you a better chance to win that game against the Hawks that day, you're not going to go out there and skate with us?
Yeah, that's the temptation, right? That's where it comes from. So the player... And this is a given to a degree. It's not always a given with certain guys are doing everything you possibly can to get back on the field. But it is with him, with this one. I have no doubt about that, that Jaden Daniels would like to play football as soon as possible, please and thank you. So that's where the rubber will meet the road, is if a couple of these quote-unquote milestones are met, then you get the places where you can defer blame if it doesn't go well. So you think back to Griffin. Oh, he was cleared. It was cleared. What do you want me to do? It was cleared. The player wanted to play. It was cleared. Like, that's not the threshold for me, right? Like, I need the coach to offer an assessment beyond, well, the trainer looked at his knee or the doctor said he's not at risk of any further structural damage if he gets tackled in that way. But we all know that there's a difference and there's a chasm between that and are you ready to be yourself? But that'll be the temptation, is if he runs around and looks pretty good on Saturday morning or whatever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.